So consent forms. Again, the purpose of this is just to kind of discuss biostats modules. I'm going to want you guys to do most of the talking, so questions are open-ended. You know, the more you can throw into your response, the better, in terms of context, things like that. There's no right or wrong answers, and this includes whether or not you actually did the modules. I realized last night most of my questions are kind of like assuming that you actually did them. Could we just do a quick, like, around the table? Like, how many of you actually completed just even one?
Like of your...
Yeah,
yes.
Of my, like, web modules.
Like, yeah.
You completed one? So E completed one?
I just played with the sliding
okay.
scales.
Okay, so you partially...
Wait, what's the completed?
Yeah.
Like did you do the questions?
Oh.
Did you look at the questions?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I looked at the questions.
Yeah.
Did
sure.
you, like, follow
not
the directions?
For some of them, partially, yeah.
Okay, so B, partial.
I
C,
completed one, I'll say.
Completed one. D?
Partial.
Partial. E?
I thought I completed, but now I'm second guessing.
Okay. We'll just say, but you open it and you look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
partial and A.
Partial.
Partial. All right. Awesome. So, and this kind of ties into another thing that I'm going to say in like our sort of like ground rules or our preliminary
yeah.
stuff is the focus of this research is not the web modules. You know, they're not my babies. I don't really care about them. The focus is what you guys, how you guys study, how you guys are learning. So what's more important to me is not necessarily like, you know, I'm not worried about criticism of the module. If you want to bash them, that's fine. You know, if you're like, wow, this looks like it was made by a sixth grader, I'm not going to do the whole thing. I get it. That's fair. And that's what we're interested in hearing from you in these focus groups, because that's the kind of thing that might not come across in a survey. So, any other questions before we get started? Let me see if I can any of my questions.
Is it okay to have the module open to like refer to it?
Sure. Yeah.
From mine.
You do you. Okay. So let's do another one. Another just kind of like preliminary question. Let's get things going here. Can you guys state like what your prior experience was with biostats before you came to Netter? So what was your knowledge? What was your experience level? What had you done previously? See?
So in undergraduate, I took psychological statistics, and that covered pretty much everything that modules 1 through 10 covered. And so the summer biostats modules.
Okay.
11 and 12 haven't been covered yet, so
okay.
I think I have a solid base.
Okay.
Understanding.
So 11 and 12 are new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, yeah.
Oh, did you know?
Okay.
I took graduate psychostats, kind of the same thing as far as what it covered, and then saw bits and pieces of prevalence and sensitivity and that kind of thing
mm-hmm.
in epidemiological classes.
Okay. And you're D, just for,
I'm
the,
D.
for
yes.
the record. did you use any of those things that you said you saw them, but like did you have to use those biostats at all?
Not like running the statistics themselves, but understanding what it meant for like disease prevalence and incidence and
okay.
that kind of thing.
Sure. Anyone else?
I took stats from like the math department during undergrad, and
okay.
they didn't review sensitivity or specificity.
Okay.
So
and
that was new.
You're A.
Yes.
Can you describe like the context of those stats? Like,
most of the stuff that we covered was part of the summer modules.
Okay.
But past that, we didn't cover much.
Okay.
I am B, and I took an intro to stats course my freshman year of undergrad. And so I saw, I think similarly, like most of the stuff on 1 to 10, but had not seen sensitivity or specificity or prevalence.
Okay.
And then I'm E, and I took an introduction to stats class in undergrad as well, just like a general statistics, and then I did a research course in a master's program that similar to this, kind of had like weekly biostatistics that covered a lot of the same kind of general stuff, but it was more a lot more like calculation based, like doing like tests and stuff like that, more than like the big concepts.
Okay. Was it any of it medically related, like related, or all of it?
It was medically related. It was like similar to here, where the questions are about like, you know, diagnostic tools and things, but it was more about like using a pen and paper and a calculator and calculating different tests like you would for like a paper.
Awesome. All right. So the next question that we have here is, as you all know, actually using the biostats was optional. So if you did use them, what was your motivation, like opening them up? And if you didn't, like what was also the motivation there? So either way, you know, what was your thinking behind, I should use this, or I don't care?
So I went through the biostats model, the slides that they gave us, and I still found the concept pretty confusing. I would get tripped up a lot between specificity, sensitivity, and what it meant in a general context. I opened up the first of the modules we were given, and the sliding scale, I felt, helped me understand it a lot better and give context to specificity and sensitivity as they relate to choosing a diagnostic or screening test, because the two values are basically given, like, are ratios. So it was better. The sliding scale helped me understand it better.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with what he said. I was looking at the slides, but I felt the slides was a lot of definition and not actual numbers. So I used your module to play around with numbers and get an understanding of how, you know, how specificity works, how it affects sensitivity and stuff like that.
Did you know, like, how did you know that the modules were going to be helpful? Did someone tell you, or
well,
did you just figure you'd try it?
I figured I'd try it, and then when I saw that there was a scale to play around with the numbers, and that's when I spent more time on it.
Okay, awesome.
Used the modules because I was assigned to the group to use the modules, and I didn't really think twice about like if it would be helpful. I just thought like that was my thing. And I agree that I kind of struggled to understand some of the concepts, or understand what we wanted to know about each concept from the videos online, the modules. So then I used it to kind of play around and see kind of how things would change without having to do each individual calculation.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, I mostly just used you know, the slides that we were given, but I did have a hard time understanding like when you'd want a more specific test and when you'd want a less or more sensitive test in terms of like screening and diagnostics and how that related to the prevalence.
Okay.
And so, yeah, being able to do the module helped with understanding that.
I'm D.
B. He's B.
I would say I opened them originally just like a curiosity sort of thing, like, oh, what is this that I'm supposed to be doing? And then used the slide tool kind of as a way to augment conceptualizing it, and like if I'm going to increase like one factor, how does it affect the whole thing, and just kind of, yeah, as like a supplement to wrap my head around it in a more visual way.
Okay.
And C, just for clarification, I opened my module up out of curiosity as well.
Okay. Awesome. Coolio. It's going to go on the transcript. So our third question is, compared to traditional curriculum formats, what was effective about online mediums, and what was effective about the like the self-guided format, just generally, or ineffective?
I'll go from G.
Sure.
So I traditionally don't like online teaching, I stray away from online classes because of that, but I think as it applies here, like having the control to manipulate the tools that we were using instead of watching someone else being like, oh no, I'm going to change it to this number. Look at what happened. Moving on. It, like,
mm-hmm.
I could like pause and have them more control over how I was understanding something.
Yeah, see?
So I agree with that. I like that I had more control about when what I would put emphasis on. So for me, traditionally, lectures seem to be the slow parts are too slow, the fast parts are too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So having the ability to control the pace at which I go, I think, allows me to be more effective and efficient.
Cool.
E?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the using the online stuff kind of to control pace. What I like to do is I don't really like the lecture format, or yeah, I don't like that either. So I like to like kind of write stuff out and change parameters on my, you know, with a pen and see how formulas change and try and like understand it that way. And I think that this it didn't replace that for me, because I still kind of, it's hard for me to move the slider around and really understand what's going on, because
mm-hmm.
I see the numbers move, but it's I kind of struggle with seeing which parameter is where and which what's in the numerator and denominator.
Mm-hmm.
But it gave me like an easy way to kind of test myself as I go.
Okay.
And it, the practice questions that were provided gave more practice, which I liked.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm A.
Okay.
And I agree with what everyone else has said. I also think that with online classes, I like that you can pause and sort of speed through the stuff you already know, or go slower when you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the module, once I hit the spot where I paused and I didn't understand, that's kind of when I looked for something to supplement, something extra to help me understand. So
mm-hmm.
that's
you're talking about pausing the video lectures.
Yes.
That Dr. McHugh provided.
Yes.
You guys. Okay. Awesome. All right. So the next question requires, do you guys know Bloom's taxonomy? So it's just like, I mean, I barely know this either, but it's kind of just a way of thinking. Maybe we should just. It's just kind of like a knowledge pyramid, or like it's a way of thinking about what you've learned and like how well something is kind of in your brain. And the idea is that you start down here with just simply remembering facts, and you move up to maybe understanding them, then you get up a little further, and it's like you can apply them, and you could maybe analyze. And then up here at the top would be create. And I suppose that would be like, you know, a researcher who is able to create new versions of their mind. So this is the idea. It's just kind of a pyramid. I'm sure you guys get the gist. So the question then is, explain how interacting with the modules affected your ability to process biostats with respect to this Bloom's taxonomy. So, you know, did you think that using these modules helped to raise your kind of like understanding up that pyramid to a point where maybe you could apply or analyze, as opposed to just remembering the simple equations? See?
So I think the slides would fall into the remembering category.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say a bit of remembering and understanding. I think the module that we were given allowed me to get over completely into the understanding and start to move up into the apply part of the pyramid.
I mean, do you think that you wouldn't have been able to get there without the slides, or do you think it just facilitated that progression?
I don't think... I'm sure I could have been able to remember... I think I probably would have gone to some outside source if it wasn't, if I didn't have access to the module. I probably would have looked up a YouTube video,
mm-hmm.
or just looked for somewhere else to explain it in a different way.
Okay.
Yeah, B. I feel like I would have been able to get to the apply without the module, but that it was like, yeah, like a very useful way of getting to apply.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, D, I would agree with B in that it kind of sped up the getting to applying and like being able to kind of broadly conceptualize it in a way where I could see like, oh, these are the numbers, like, oh yeah, that'll probably be something like answer. However, I personally don't remember like plain facts or like equations very well unless I understand like what I'm doing in general. So I would kind of like group the bottom two together, but I would say that that did, like playing with the modules did help me to get to the apply section faster.
Awesome.
I'm A. I think I would have been able to get to apply if I had spent longer time with the lectures and just rereading it, but I think the modules did help me get there faster than I would have, so it was more efficient for me.
Yeah. E.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that the modules helped me get there any faster. I think, like I said earlier, having the questions to practice with helped me get there, but I don't know if they're the modules themselves were like unique in that sense.
Sure. So you think you could get the same thing out of just a plain old set of practice questions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. So how do you think that using modules affected your ability to apply biostats knowledge to situations like the evidence-based medicine group work, critical reading, basically anything else outside of like the very focused like pen and paper practice? Yes.
Can I clarify one thing about that last
part?
Sure. I think that practice questions could have helped me get to that same spot,
mm-hmm.
but what helped about this was that the practice questions were kind of grouped by what topic they were. Whereas on the modules, it's like an hour of material, and the practice questions are all sort of scattered, so you don't really know which formulas are to be used when and what like exact slides you're referring to,
mm-hmm.
for a question,
mm-hmm.
for the competency quiz. Whereas this, the questions, I knew it was about sensitivity and specificity,
mm-hmm.
so I could kind of figure out, it kind of, that helped me group them that way.
Cool.
That's my addendum.
That's good feedback. Thank you. The next question, I'll just restate it, is how do you think that using the modules or not using the modules affected your ability to apply biostats knowledge outside of, like, you know, simple practice problems, understanding slides, etc. So examples of this might be, you know, in your evidence-based medicine groups, were you more able to talk about the stats that you were going over, or more able to explain them, or since then, if you've been reading an article, were you able to apply it in any way that you might not have been able to otherwise?
I'll go, I guess, D.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there was a direct effect in that way. That being said, it wasn't something that I was like, oh yes, I did this in the module and now I know. So it wasn't like a conscious thing rather than
mm-hmm.
applying something and or realize that like, oh, I'm glad I did that because now I get it more.
Yeah.
But it certainly didn't hurt.
Okay. Did you notice any difference between yourself having used these and maybe peers who didn't?
My group is a little erratic, so no. I I don't really know where their understanding is at,
mm-hmm.
which is just a bad example for this whole thing, but yeah, I feel fairly confident in those groups, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a direct
okay. Sure. It's not like you found yourself referencing back, like, oh, in this, you know, I moved the slider here, and that's, I remember that happening.
Right, or I didn't, like, cite that to, like, help teach my peers, like, oh,
right.
Like, look at it this way, kind of, like, in the month, like,
mm-hmm.
I haven't found myself doing
that. Okay. B, yeah, I did not notice a difference either.
Okay.
I'm A. I don't think I really thought about the modules outside of when I was staring at them in my computer,
mm-hmm.
and then when I went to the small groups, I didn't really think about the modules again.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spoke to people in my stats group or just people who were taking the same course, I don't think there was a major difference in
okay.
understanding.
Okay.
Very good. So, see, I actually, I was actually talking to someone that didn't understand, and I used the slider module as an explanation to someone that didn't see it. I was like, well, it kind of feeds into it, and I think it actually did help them understand it. So,
awesome. Extra points for C. Very good. And somehow we're already last question. Is there anything else that you think was significant about your experience learning biostats with access to these modules? Or general comments, or general discussion.
I think having another kind of tool to look at, it showed me that I understood specificity and sensitivity from the original video, but it really emphasized that I didn't understand the positive and negative predictive values. And I didn't realize where my understanding lied until I opened these modules. And when I moved the slider for sensitivity and specificity, I was like, yeah, that's what I expected. And then for the other one, I still say, I don't know what's going on. So it definitely reinforced that. It was a good tool for checking it.
So it reinforced that you were lost, or that you were you able to learn it then?
I don't know that. I think when I realized that how lost I was, I just kind of was like, I'll deal with this later. To be honest, it just wasn't my like number one priority at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of just reviewed it before the test, but I knew because I did that when I came to study for the summative exam, I was like, well, I know I need to actually figure out the positive for negative values because
mm-hmm.
I don't know those.
Okay. Awesome. And you're E, by the way.
I'm E. Yes.
B. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of already mentioned this before, but this module really helped me understand the difference, like when prevalence, how prevalence affects like what you want to do with specificity and sensitivity, and that was something I did not get from like equations. Could not just like watch a slide, know an equation, but I feel like just knowing the equation helped me with most other things.
Okay.
So I use the module. I only used it once to further my understand, like to help me understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think when it came to studying for the summative, I didn't really go back to it. So I didn't use it as a study tool. I think I just more used it as a supplemental piece of material.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that consciously. I think I did that as like a time-saving choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bad at managing my time. That's fine.
Can we actually, as a follow-up question, I'm just going to add this in because we've got a little time, but can we go around and can you just briefly state, like, when in that chunk of time, that month between when biostats started and during the exam, could you just state when you used the module, like, when you opened it or looked at it or just, I don't know.
I'm A. I remember I watched the lecture for biostats, and then when I didn't understand it fully, I went to the module, and shortly after we had our small groups. So I did it. I was in the before group,
okay.
So I obviously used it before I went to the
okay.
small groups.
Awesome.
I'm trying to remember exactly. I think it was like a couple weeks before the test. It was after I didn't pass the competency quiz.
Okay. Very good. And you're B.
Was. Sorry, B.
That's fine. C. So I actually used the module before I even looked at the slides because the amount of slides intimidated me. So I said, I'll just do it some other time. Went to the ALCs, kind of forced my way through it, and then actually didn't look at the slides until a week before the test. So actually the first thing I looked at was the module.
MD, I opened it when we had access to it. I don't think I looked at these slides. Just looked at the formulas. But it went fine.
I also used it once it was released for the before group, for the biostats small group. And I did not go, I spent maybe 15 minutes with it, and then I did not go back to it for the subject.
Okay. And one last question of my own. Do you think this should be available for future students? Or does it not matter? I mean, it costs a little bit of money to host it on server, blah, blah, blah. So do you think it's like worth keeping around?
Go ahead. Okay. D, I would say kind of cost versus benefit thing, I guess, then.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly useful, and I've half spoken to other students who are like, oh, it did help me to understand things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it was like a make or break for that understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes. I'm not sure how much it costs to host on a website.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's what I was,
yeah.
So I was going to say. I would assume the cost would be relatively low and compared to the benefits I had. I think it's worth the investment to have it available.
B, yeah, I don't think it was a make or break thing, but I think especially for students who are more like visual, it probably would help them more.
Mm-hmm.
Or like just as an extra resource for practice questions, like, I feel like I didn't really have too much time to do a bunch of practice questions, but if I was someone who had that time, this would be great.
Yeah, I agree, that it was helpful, and I think it should be available to other students, but I agree with everyone else that I didn't think I had enough time to actually go back and look at the practice questions. And I'm sure they would have been useful, and I would have gotten more out of the module, but I really only played around with the numbers because I felt that's really the only time that I had.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I will say I did not prioritize stats at all. So it was like for our summative exam, it was like, gonna know that the morning of, call it good. And that worked for me. So, but I think if it had been like a weightier requirement for us, that I certainly would have spent more time and energy on it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think the more I kind of look at it after I do understand it better, I think I could see it being more helpful. And I actually kind of do wish that I had gone back and looked at it before the exam, because I could kind of reinforce some of the stuff. And I agree. I have heard people like, especially talking about like the sensitivity specificity sliders being useful. So I think that for people who gets me out of it, it's a pretty low cost for helping people. So,
all right. Well, thank you all for participating. Glad you could be here. I'm out of questions. Again, I'll give a moment of silence in case you have anything else you want to blurt out. Okay. Then that kind of concludes this. I will.